Proclamation number 8326 of 11th of November, 1962. State of weakness. Love gives strength. You should never believe that I will withdraw my love from you if you have failed, for I know about your weakness. I know about the afflictions you are exposed to on my adversary's part, and I also know about your will, which is devoted to me. And therefore I will only ever help you up when you have fallen, but I will never pass you by without having granted you support. Time and again you will get into difficulties. Time and again the enemy of your soul will try his hand at you, and your resistance will always flag, even if it is only for a short time. For since your will is meant for me, you will also confess your weakness and call upon me for help. And you can be sure of it. You will also no longer consciously sin, because you want to belong to me and have also manifested this to me through your inner attitude towards me. Yet time and again you will fall into states of weakness, for my adversary knows exactly where you are still vulnerable, and he always attacks you there. He takes advantage of your weakness and wants to tempt you into sin. Therefore you should always be vigilant and pray for strength, so that you will not fall in hours of temptation. Yet you need not fear the enemy, for as soon as you stand by my side, he will no longer be able to control you. For I am truly stronger than he is, and I will protect you as soon as you desire my protection. But earthly life will remain a battle for every human being until the end, because he is not yet perfect. For my adversary will not give up struggling for your souls for that long either. But anyone who has once given himself to me can also be certain of my constant protection. And no matter how persistently he will exert his influence, I will pour out my grace to the same extent and influence people with my love who want to escape him and his power. It is only ever a matter of your free will which Lord it turns to. And as soon as you believe in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, you need only call upon him to strengthen your will, and truly, the adversary will lose. You yourselves will emerge victorious from the battle waged for your soul. But without a fight, your earthly course would also be unsuccessful. Unless love is so brightly kindled in you that you are constantly of service, that you then have already reached the high degree of maturity which pushes the adversary away from you. For service with love is the only means from which he flees, because it spreads a bright glow of light in which his evil activity is recognizable. The human being must serve or fight until the end of his life. Serving with love will make him happy himself, for it will earn him an abundance of strength. But the fight requires strength, and this he must request from me or acquire again through all loving activity. And if you now stand in love, then you will no longer fall into states of weakness in which you succumb to the enemy of your souls, in which you become sinful, where you stumble and can easily fall. Therefore only ever make an effort to live a life of love, and all weakness will leave you, so that you will be able to resist all temptations of the adversary and only fulfill my will. For through your activity of love you draw me to yourselves, and where I am, my adversary has lost all right and all power. Amen.